Gerald, there's typically a lot for rookie tight ends to take in with regards to the playbook because they're involved basically in so many different things. How much of a grasp do you feel like you have on Sean's offense right now?
Coach McVay has done a great job in, you know, warming me up into the playbook. You know, coming from a no huddle in college, I feel like he's definitely been a great teacher, along with Coach Shane Waldron, and showing me what I need to do and my responsibilities in our offense.
How much have you gotten to know Tyler Higbee?
Tyler and I spend a lot of time, especially this offseason in the summer. We work out every day. You know, usually spend about 3-4 hours together each morning. So I would say we're bonding pretty good.
You brought up 12 personnel. What do you think you and Tyler can do on the field together?
I think we complement each other very well. Tyler's more of a big body tight end, so I feel like we could be better than the Redskins tight end, if I can say that.
That's lofty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm pretty confident in those.
Who would be Jordan Reed? Who would be Vernon Davis?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Did you watch the Rams Amazon series All or Nothing by chance?
I did. I caught a couple clips of it. I didn't even know about it until I went back home to spend some time with my family, and they informed me about it. But I think I saw episode 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're still going to continue that, but I was pretty impressed about it.
It's a completely different coaching staff, but was there anything about the organization as a whole that struck you or stood out, or anything about players or anything like that?
What do you mean?
That just like stood out that you watched and you thought like, wow, or surprised you or didn't surprise
not
you?
Not really. Well, not really. I came on my visit, so I think I pretty much know everything there is to know about the guys that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, I know there's still a lot to be figured out, but just based on the reps and what you saw during the offseason program, what's your sense for how much of a chance you and Tyler are going to get to be on the field together?
The chance that we're going to get, I feel like, is going to be great, and it's going to be very monumental, to say the least. So I feel like Tyler and I are going to complement each other, like I said before, and we're going to be dynamic.
After going through workouts this summer with Jared Goff, what's your impression of him?
Jared's a great guy. You know, he's a great quarterback, and this year is going to be a show-me year, so we're going to have to complement each other, along with Todd and Tyler and myself. So only time will tell.
Is there anything you saw from Jared that maybe surprised you, that you didn't expect?
No, I caught a couple of Jared's games at California, so I wouldn't say I was too surprised about it when I saw him in person.
What are your takeaways?
That he can keep plays alive, also with Sean Mannion, but Jared's a great guy on off the field. He's definitely, you know, helped me learn his playbook and the systematics and the schemes of everything, so I mean, he's a great guy. I can't say too much about him.
Down at South Alabama, what TV package did you have to watch California?
Oh, man. No, I actually used to go to, we had this bar called Sports Heroes right across from my apartment complex that I used to catch a bunch of college games when we weren't playing. So I didn't spend too much time in my room watching college football.
What about just adjustment to living out in Los Angeles on the West Coast?
Not too many adjustments. I grew up in a big city in Atlanta, so, and just the weather's great out here and the taxes are high, but other than that, I mean, it's a great city.
The weather is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No rain. So I can't complain about that.
All right.